Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We feature towns throughout Chicagoland in our Your Hometown series, sponsored by At Properties, Grain Berry, and McDonald's. Today, we feature the Magnificent Mile, and we talk to Rick Sobin, the Vice President of Brokerage Services at Properties. I talked to him before the show and asked him how things were going.
I'm doing great, John. Thanks for having me.
And it's funny because I'm glad to hear you're doing well. And then the other larger question is, how's real estate doing these days, especially in the Gold Coast Mag Mile? That's your area, right?
It is. You know, the Gold Coast is one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in the nation, and it's always just such a unique place where you can be walking in the Gold Coast on a nice tree-lined street next to a large single-family home built in the late 1800s, and the next building might happen to be a 40-story skyscraper. So it's a very unique, fun neighborhood.
Somebody told me from maybe the Mag Mile Association or some organization that if the people living in the Gold Coast or the Mag Mile were a suburb, they would be like the 11th or 7th largest city in Illinois. I think that fact gets lost on people when they think of it as a tourist or shopping destination.
Yeah, I think, too, people confuse the Cathedral District and Streeterville maybe with Gold Coast proper. So a lot of those neighborhoods get lumped into the Gold Coast. But, you know, true Gold Coast would be north of Oak Street, south of North Avenue, and east of Clark Street.
What kind of properties are moving there right now? Is it walk-ups? Is it condos? Is it the high-rises? What's the hot real estate in that area?
You know, it's interesting. It's still really high-end new construction condos are just very popular. And if you can find either a historic single-family home that's been modernized or one that may have been built as a modern home, those are the single-family home market still very hot, but also the very high-end new construction condos.
Now, you said, and you keep saying high-end, or at least you've said it a couple of times, I guess I would expect to pay a fair dollar for these properties. What's your assessment of the value?
You know, the value, I would say, if you're looking at something, again, nicer, newer construction, $2 million plus, you can certainly go up to $8 million. And the timing is always, you know, typical more fall. So I would say August to mid-November, or then I would say January to early June, because the summer and the winter, most of those buyers are traveling and not as interested in purchasing real estate.
What's the inventory like right now?
You know, we had a high level of inventory for at least a year, but we are starting to see a place where the number of homes are starting to decrease, and the prices have gotten to be such a good deal that now we're starting to see properties move more quickly, and we're definitely seeing less properties on the market. So the Gold Coast is starting to see a recovery, which is really nice.
Recovery. That's interesting, though, because if the numbers of properties on the market were decreasing, you would expect the price to be increasing. Of course, everything was inflated when the pandemic hit. You think that you're getting both right now, that while the inventory isn't that high, there are some good prices out there right now.
It's interesting. You know, you're always seeing parallel markets in the Gold Coast where a newer building might be moving at a quicker pace, but a building that might be 40 years old and may have had its view blocked by a different building might have some longer market times. So it is dependent on building and location.
Is it about the view, or is it about being near the shopping and the restaurants and just the area in general?
The short answer is yes. you know, it all depends on the buyer and really what they're looking for, but you know, it's fascinating how some of these buildings have their own infrastructures, their own communities built within them. So you could purchase a condo in a building and never have to leave and go to your dry cleaner, the supermarket, multiple restaurants. So it's interesting how some communities form within buildings.
And maybe you just started to answer my question. I'm wondering what the features are people are buying for these days.
Oh, the amenities have gone to all sorts of different levels, where some buildings at some points have had chefs that were cooking food for residents. Some have valet cars that are outside the building that residents can use. Some have courier services where people will run and get groceries for you. So the amenities are definitely higher than just the gym level now, where some have very high-end spa services and salt scrub rooms, and all sorts of things are coming out of the ether for the new amenity market.
That's an interesting phrase, the amenity market. But I guess that's really, at that price point, you want the bells and whistles, don't you?
Yeah, not only that, buildings want to compete with each other, and it's always fun for a building to say they have something more than this other building. And they're always trying to outdo each other.
Give me a tour. Take me on a place or a block that you especially like in the Gold Coast.
You know, if you're standing at the corner of Walton and State Street, you've got 9 Walton on one side, you've got 11 Walton on the other side. Both, you know, just right in the heart of all that's happening there. And two buildings with amazing views, amazing amenities. And that little pocket right there just is really a great place to be, not only for those high-end buildings, but the restaurants and the shopping that comes right around there with it.
So if I exit those buildings and start walking, what do I run into?
If you walk out of the door of 9 Walton, you can just literally walk around the corner and go to one of the new hotspots called Adelina, great restaurant. You can walk down Oak Street and end up at Le Colonial, which is always one of the hotspots. And if you just want good old-fashioned dining, there's Doc B's at the corner of Walton and Michigan Avenue. It's a great spot to be. But then you can always get into the shopping with Gucci and Prada and Hermes. Just all the high-end shops are right there.
There's a triangle of restaurants right around the corner from there, which has been there for a very long time. And some of the better-known names in the city are right there.
That area has always been popular for sure.
One last thing then. People are apprehensive, though, about coming downtown. What do you say to the people that are uncertain about Chicago and living in the city?
You know, I think Chicago's always risen to the challenge. We're a resilient city. I can't imagine us not figuring out a solution to the problem. Chicago has been here before. You know, in the mid to late 80s, we've certainly had our issues, and we've overcome those. So there's also a committee of people looking at how we're going to reimagine the avenue and what that's going to look like. So I know that there are people that are very invested in solving this problem. And again, with it being one of the most valuable pieces of real estate in the nation, I know that Chicago can figure this out.
I'm optimistic. You know, I always tell people, I had friends from Minneapolis ask me about this recently, and Peoria and the suburbs of Chicago for that matter. And we report on all of these stories, but I also say at the same time, truthfully, that the image is worse than the reality, that if you do go downtown every day, and I do, you see people out. You see tourists, you see locals, you see businesses, you see restaurants. And if it's a little bit of a downturn right now for reasons that we all understand, including the pandemic, there's no reason to believe, by my evidence, that it's not going to come back, that there's still a lot of people really enjoying downtown Chicago and the Gold Coast.
I could not agree with you more. I'm downtown multiple days a week right in the Gold Coast, and I'm seeing the same thing. You know, plenty of people in the streets, and the shoppers are out in full force. And even this summer, the streets were packed with tourists. So I do believe we're going to be okay.
Where are you going to go to dinner? Where's your favorite spot in the Gold Coast?
You know, a lot of people don't know about this place, or they forget about it, but Shanghai Terrace in the Peninsula, some of the best dining I've had in the city, and they have an amazing outdoor terrace where you can eat under these sprawling high-rises coming up around you. It's just amazing food, great background. So if you get a chance to make a reservation, please do. You won't forget it.